the studio is a photographer who's made a living snapping an impressive collection of people, including Jude Law, Heath Ledger, Richard Branson, Alicia Keys, even the Dalai Lama. You could be added to this list, as he's looking for people to take pictures as part of a new exhibition. Jonathan Worth, welcome to the show. We were just chatting there, actually, about how you got into photography, because you were a rugby player.
That's right, Annie, yes, and I had to sort of make the decision. I was playing for Leicester at the time, played for Leicester for 4 years.
Yeah.
And had to make the decision as to whether I was going to become a full-time rugby player or a photographer, and I wasn't big enough, frankly.
Well, sometimes smaller players can, you know...
Yeah, but smaller photographers last longer.
Yeah, they probably do, actually. It's when you see these heap of bodies and there's a foot sticking out from underneath. Yeah. In my case, it's, that's my son under there. So were you watching Six Nations at the weekend?
I was, yes. And I was watching Martin as well, listening to Martin Johnson, because I used to play with him.
And you photograph Martin Johnson as well.
Yeah, I tend to abuse all the friendships that I've made along
quite
the way.
Quite right, too.
Key moments. I photographed Martin back in 2003. Yeah. And we thought they were going to win the World Cup, and we obviously hoped so. And he was happy to have his picture taken. So. Mm.
And Wilkinson, has he come into your
life? I've never had the chance to photograph Johnny Wilkinson.
Only
I
a matter of
to.
Time,
hopefully.
I would imagine. Just incidentally, from diverting from photography a moment, how do you rate our chances in the rugby?
I'm not an expert in rugby anymore. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I just see the pain now.
Yeah. And it's so hard on the body. So yeah. I can understand why you've gone for photography.
I wasn't big enough.
What are your connections with Coventry?
Well, I live in Warwickshire.
Yeah.
So my mum originally is from Nuneaton. So yeah. My family comes from here.
Yeah.
And I live here now. I work primarily in London and travel to New York.
Yeah.
But,
great life. Don't regret it at all.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Making
okay.
the most of it.
At what age then did you start seeing people and perhaps life through the lens of a camera? I mean, were you one of those kids that always had a camera?
I did. I always remember the first pictures I took as a tiny tot, pictures of my Lego. But the camera really just didn't leave my side as of the age of about 17. But funnily enough, I mean, I say that as though it's something unusual, but we all carry cameras around. We all carry cameras on our phones, so we're all photographers now.
Yeah.
But since 17, I've been consciously making pictures every day.
Yeah. Your work has appeared in numerous publications and exhibitions, most recently, I think, in a permanent collection in the National Portrait Gallery.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they rang me up out of the blue and said, we've been following your work and we'd like to start acquiring your work. Which I thought was great, you know. I mean, for me, that's the highest accolade. The National Portrait Gallery in London asked to hold your portraits. It's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. You'll have been asked this so many times, I'm sure, so apologies for asking the predictable, but people will want to know, I'm sure, of all the very well-known people that you've photographed, who's brought the most pleasure, first of all, in photographing?
I think I photographed Casey Affleck, which is Ben Affleck's brother, and it was lovely meeting him. And I just photographed Heath Ledger the week before, and he was very reluctant to have his picture taken. He was very nervous, and so we got rid of hair and makeup and fashion. We just had a chat. We spent the morning together, and then we made some pictures. And he enjoyed the experience so much that he asked me back to show the pictures to him.
Mm.
He asked me to go away on holiday with him and his wife, Summer Phoenix, so I could take pictures of them both. When I took the pictures to show him, he said, I'll give you the address, just let me know when you want to come. I'll give you the address. And he sent me this address, which is in New York, just off Union Square. And I knocked on an anonymous door, and somebody buzzed me in. I ran upstairs and opened up out into a room, and Matt Damon opened the door. And he sort of invited me in and said, oh yeah, I've heard a lot about you. Come and sit down, let's look at these pictures. And Joaquin Phoenix and Ben Affleck and Casey were sitting around a table having a beer, and so I sat down and met these guys.
Slightly surreal moment.
Well, very, very surreal for a while. I mean, when I actually left, I walked outside, and the first thing I did was I picked my phone up and I rang my mum.
Oh,
said,
as you do.
I said, Mum, you are not going to believe what's just happened to me. And she said, can you call me back later, dear? I'm just at the knitting circle.
You can always guarantee your mothers will bring you back down to earth with a bum.
Absolutely.
What was Matt Damon like?
He absolutely lovely.
I saw him in a film on Saturday night, actually. He was in Invictus. Rugby, you see.
There you go.
Life goes full
always
circle.
Always comes back to that.
Doesn't it always come back to that? You also photographed the Dalai Lama.
I did.